Welcome to the Girl Meets Girl podcast.
You're looking at me.
Episode number 107. This is Toast.
And this is Sienna.
And we are your hosts for the podcast all about choosing happily ever after. That's right. This is Girl Meets Girl online at girlmeetsgirl.net and also at girlmeetsgirlpodcast.com.
Yay!
Title for this episode is Alternative Thanksgiving.
Woohoo!
First Nations. Yes. The Natives. Native Americans.
Yay!
Yay for them, man. All right. We also have a song for you in this episode from the Native culture, one of the Native cultures. And we have a winner. We should take care of that announcing the winner thing, huh? Because we had a contest going for the past 2 weeks. For the Michael Jackson, this is it. Lanyard, straight from the movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for those of you who were brave enough to share your Michael Jackson memories.
You know, I was really surprised that there weren't many. You know, that there weren't that many comments.
Yes.
It's okay, though. True. It's okay. I took it a little personally, though, because I love him so much.
And I thought, shared so much of your memories.
Well, but more that I wanted to feel bonded. With our listeners.
Yeah, bonding.
With a
bonding.
Michael Jackson love.
Not bondage, yeah. Bonding.
Not bondage, okay. No. With a Michael Jackson love that is everlasting. And I wanted to feel that.
Everlasting love.
Yeah, like that. Like that. I really wanted to feel that heart-to-heart connection.
And
to know that
we
connect on an even deeper level. You know, I wanted to feel that.
On the Michael Jackson level.
Yes. Yes. Eternal. It's eternal. But it's okay. So we are finally ready to announce the winner.
La 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 la.
A Superman, which Michael Jackson is. He's a Superman. Okay, so the winner
is
Halo.
Yay! Yay! We were actually very happy that she won because she is Halo for a reason. She's dancing. She's a dancer. Like J-Lo.
And we're going to start calling her Halo.
Yeah. Because she's a sweetheart and she's like an angel.
Oh.
So she's a Halo. That's Halo. Okay, Halo? Your name's now Halo. All right.
And we have your address already, so we'll send it to you.
You get the lanyard.
All righty.
Okay. Yay. So on with the podcast show.
So the main topic this episode
What's wrong with me?
Is all about, of course, we're continuing. We've had coffee. Continuing our alternative Thanksgiving series, and last episode was all about LGBT stuff. This episode is about First Nations or the American Indians, the Native Americans. So we're just gonna really quickly, I think. I mean, there's so much that this is a whole area
there's
of
so
study.
Much, yeah.
This
there's
is a
so
whole
much.
Area of study. You know,
Why
Native contributions to American culture.
But yeah, let's kind of list all the things that that Americans kind of take for granted.
Yes.
Because we think
yes.
it's American.
Right.
But it's not.
How about corn on the cob?
That's corn on the cob.
That's
4th
like
of July.
Right.
Barbecue.
Right.
Yeah. Nope.
It's from
Thank
the Native
you,
Americans.
Native American Indians.
Yes.
Thank you to the Native Americans.
And even when you think about it, like popcorn
is
such movies and popcorn.
Mm-hmm. Nope. Thank you, Native Americans.
How about potatoes? You think of that as being an Irish thing.
Yeah,
but
Irish thing. And then, you know, adopted by the Americans with good old meat and potatoes.
Right, and the baked potato thing. Like, you go to a steakhouse, right?
Yep.
The cattle company or whatever, and baked potato. Ooh, that's so
American.
Well, I mean, it is American. But it's Native
but who
American.
Brought it? Who brought it?
Bring it.
Bring it.
Who brought it?
Thank you,
Native Americans.
Are we going to do
Pumpkins.
This for the whole thing?
Pumpkins, too, are Native.
Pumpkins.
Right? Pumpkin pie.
Yes, pumpkins. And that's why we can have Halloween. The Native Americans have really added pizzazz.
Yes, that's right.
To
corn on the cob,
Halloween
popcorn,
tradition.
Jack-o'-lanterns.
Okay. I know we're kind of being so silly right now. But really, I mean, that's a lot.
Well, we try to deliver.
That's a lot.
We try to deliver meaningful information in a lighthearted way.
Yep. But the most important thing that the Native Americans have contributed
through the culinary world, we feel,
is the cacao, which is what chocolate is made of. What's the panting about?
That's the panting after chocolate.
For chocolate? Yeah. After chocolate or before it? That was pretty random. And don't feed your dog chocolate. Okay.
That's for real, so right?
Chocolate. That's really for real. It's toxic.
Yeah. It's bad for dogs.
The cacao. Yeah. And
for cats.
If you were to get a great source of magnesium and silica, this is a little side footnote here. Raw cacao is your best source of it.
And why would you want magnesium or silica?
For your bones.
But I thought you want calcium for your bones.
No. And that's a whole myth that we're not talking about in this podcast.
And we will have to cover later on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways, yeah.
So let's move on from foods.
Okay.
Because that's a lot,
really?
Right? Oh, no.
Well, let me see. Are there more foods? I thought there were more.
I'm sure there's more.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's more. But those were the ones that we think of as being, oh, that's good old all-American.
Oh, here we go. Here.
Oh, what?
Wait.
What?
Wait. Something we have on our table right now. Pineapple.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Pineapple.
Yeah.
I thought those were from the Hawaiians.
Just kidding.
Well, the
Hawaiians would be considered Native Americans,
yeah,
though.
That's true. Yeah.
You know?
That's true. Pineapples, avocado, beans, cotton.
Cotton?
Cotton.
The fabric of our lives. Isn't it something like that?
Yeah. I think it's very much like that. But cotton, how many things do we have that are made out of cotton? How many things do we use daily that's made out of cotton?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your bath towel.
The best t-shirts ever.
The t-shirt you wear. Your underwear. Hopefully you're using 100% cotton and not that fancy, shimmery stuff that's not good because it doesn't breathe. The dish towels in the kitchen, right?
Yeah. Sorry, I'm still stuck on the underwear.
Your sheets, what you sleep in, your blankets, cotton. Cotton, cotton.
The fabric of our lives.
Q-tips, you know? Wash your face.
Cotton
put
pads.
Put some a little toner.
Balls, not pads.
Cotton pads. Pads. Cotton pads.
Oh, yeah. Pads.
Anyways. There are many uses for cotton. Cotton.
Okay.
I'm done. Go ahead.
What other? Oh, you're looking to me.
Yeah. Oh, here's more.
Yes.
Pecans.
Oh, he's still on food. It's a list. It's a long list.
Okay, here. Okay. Why don't you go ahead and with some inventions?
Well.
Or anywhere, whatever you want.
Okay, inventions. Well, speaking of Hawaiians, right? Canoes are obviously from Native Americans. But even snowshoes, hammocks, kayaks, ponchos. Those are all inventions that came out of the Native American culture that was already here.
Toboggans.
When the old world finally discovered the new world.
Mm-hmm.
But I was fascinated by this one. Rubber syringes.
That's interesting.
Interesting, huh? Yeah.
What do you think they use it for?
Maybe for dyeing things? I don't know.
Peyote?
I don't know. I do not know. I was just like, wow, that's on the list. Okay, cool. And of course, everybody knows the traditional story, right? It was the natives who taught the newcomers how to survive, how to fish and hunt, and how to do the agriculture here in this new land to them. Another thing, though, that is not as well known or not so much focused on is the fact that the whole idea of our form of government and having separate states that band together to form one nation is modeled after what our country's founders observed from the Iroquois Confederacy. They were a whole bunch of you know,
that
nation.
That was interesting.
Yeah. And I haven't done a lot of research on it, but it's a subject that I have been fascinated with. It's on my list of long list of things to investigate, along with a lot of philosophical and spiritual religious perspectives and stuff. But I think that that is super cool. Like, they saw how that worked and how they were able, how the Iroquois Confederacy was able to mm-hmm. govern, like, so many people, this huge amount of people, and in a peaceful way.
Yep.
Speaking of that, another huge thing that was taken philosophically from observation of Native peoples was this concept that we think of as being so all-American and so new, was this concept of individual freedom.
Freedom.
Right. Freedom and the individual's rights mm-hmm. and all of that. But we were fascinated to read just a little bit more about this thing that is called, or is referred to as, being two-spirited, two-spirits people. And that was basically an umbrella term that would cover what probably today would be called LGBT people. Two-spirited. They included people who would cross-dress mm-hmm. and also people who would romantically link up together with somebody of their same sex.
Yep.
Or perform the duties that were traditionally not of their own sex. For example, a man would not be expected to do weaving because that was considered a woman's job. Mm-hmm. But if a man did weaving, they were considered two-spirited, or that was part of being two-spirited.
And some women became warriors?
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
And that just fascinates me. There's a book called Evolution's Rainbow by Joan Roughgarden, and I'll put up the link for it. I don't know if you would call it anthropology or sociology, maybe both, but it includes academic studies and interview excerpts from people of that time who talked about these two-spirited people.
So that was like the late 1800s, early 1900s?
Well, this person that I read the most about was named Oshtish. Or some, I don't know how to pronounce it. Oshtish from the Crow Nation or the Crow Tribe. And that was, this interview came from 1919.
Okay.
So not super, super long ago, mm-hmm. you know. But this Oshtish person was a male, but chose to live as a woman.
Is that the one who would still go out and fight and be a warrior and dress accordingly
right.
to go out and fight?
But when then, it was required.
Yeah, but then right. would do the things he would enjoy, like dressing like a woman and...
Right.
And,
right, exactly.
All that stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's so neat.
I know.
That's
pretty
so neat.
Trippy. And they actually have photographs of this person.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. And in the photographs, he dresses as a woman.
Does he kind of look like a woman?
I didn't see the photographs.
Oh, okay.
I just read about it in this book. But it says, photographs of Oshtish show a stately woman.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
See, they got it really right.
And... yeah, right?
The Native Americans.
Yeah, there was no penalty or anything. It wasn't bad, you know, it wasn't condemned and they weren't going to hell anything like that. It was just like, okay, that's what you want to do.
Okay,
that works for you.
We still need your help, though, as a warrior. So if you can just help us out, be a warrior and then, you know, go back to your own thing, that's fine.
Right.
And they were even really protective, right? Like, people weren't they, like, trying to start a fight with Oshtish and then...
I'm not...
The Crow... Nation, they were
oh,
all
that's
like,
right.
they were all like, you know, hey,
that's
leave
right.
them alone, man.
Right, right.
It Weren't says, they like that?
Yeah, in this account, it says that in the 1890s, before this interview had taken place, a Bureau of Indian Affairs, an agent from that agency in the United States government, right, tried to interfere.
Figures. I'm sorry.
Right? Tried to interfere by cutting off, having their hair cut off and forcing this person to wear men's clothing and do men's labor. And the Crow people were so upset that the chief of the Crow Nation made the agent leave.
See? What's the
Isn't
big deal?
Cool?
Yeah, but what's the big deal? Leave him alone.
Right.
Leave him alone. Right. Oh my gosh. See? And that's the thing. Like, I really think, like, they got it so right.
Mm-hmm. You know? And also it says that these two-spirited people, when they dressed as the other sex, like, they weren't trying to pass. Mm-hmm. You know, they didn't, it's not like they tried to cut off parts or, you know, tape them down or whatever. You know what I'm saying with the physicality of it. They were just, you know, I feel comfortable dressing in a different way and mm-hmm. living my life in a different way. And that's, and their bodily state was known to everybody else, but because they were respected,
they didn't need to alter their bodies.
It
was such an open, welcoming, warm environment mm-hmm. that they could do that, you know? And I think now it has become a situation where many people do choose to strap down and, you know, because of all the ridicule, you know? So
that's easier, what I would think.
It's easier to try and pass than to
have risk people make fun of you
and to feel the wrath of that from people who just are ignorant, you know. But I think that's so incredible. I mean, Toast and I love to watch any type of documentary on Native American history. Mm-hmm. And so, I don't know. Today's show was fun to do because we get to talk a little bit about just some fun things and important things.
And just two other really quick examples from the Navajo Nation. There was a person who basically became a medicine man, and he was two-spirited. He wove blankets, did women's work, and he was basically gay because he was romantically interested in men instead of women. And this person, this person's name is Hastin Kla. I'm probably pronouncing that incorrectly, but Hastin Kla. And this Kla person became so adept at weaving that he was actually asked to be the chief example. In a big car that's going by. But sought to be the weaver to demonstrate this skill to the general public outside of the Navajo society. And he was part of this big, huge exposition. And he met this wealthy lady in Boston named Mary Cabot Wheelwright. And she wrote that, "I grew to respect and love him for his real goodness, generosity, and holiness, for there is no other word for it. He never had married. He helped at least 8 of his nieces and nephews with money and goods." And in the 30s, Mary Wheelwright began to think about, okay, what is she going to do with all of her money? And basically, she ended up collaborating with this guy, Kla, and founded a museum. And it's known as the Wheelwright Museum of the American Indian. It's in Santa Fe.
I would like to go to that museum.
Cool? Yeah.
Wow.
And then one more for the women, because there were two-spirited women and evidence of them as well. There is a photograph, and this book talks about it, from 1890, and it shows a two-spirited woman from the Ketchan. Is that how you pronounce it, you think?
That sounds good.
Right, sounds familiar, right? Okay, somebody will correct us. But in this photograph, this woman is wearing a man's breechcloth and has male bow guards on her wrist, and her posture is like that of a male, a characteristically male pose. And she was reported to be married to a woman, too.
See?
Oh, so, boy. Pretty cool, you know? Thanksgiving, First Nations, yeah.
I think you're two-spirited.
I think you are, too.
Okay. So that's, you know, all of that is so exciting. So and here are some...
To highlight that.
What?
I said we really had to highlight that part.
Yeah, I know. That was just that. I was so happy about that. Now, how about just some? Did we mention the inventions?
Yes, we mentioned inventions.
We did.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
And then we can
hammocks. Did you say hammocks?
You're not listening to me.
You said hammocks.
Yeah, maybe I said hammocks.
Did you say moccasins?
No.
Oh. Parkas.
I don't think. Oh, so
okay. What about names?
Oh, yeah. Names.
Succotash. Do you know what succotash is?
Some kind of mashed up tash. Succa.
Succotash is the mixed vegetables, right?
I guess.
It has like that a lima right. bean, that good. A corn that good. In there. And okay.
I don't know. We don't have much succotash in Hawaii.
Tobacco.
Oh, that's an Indian word.
Chipmunk. Skunk. Opossum. Moose.
Those are all Indian words?
Yeah. Some words originally Indian.
Okay.
Okay.
And Hickory. They were adapted into Hickory. The English language. That's cool. Just like how karaoke is originally Japanese, like that, right?
Oh, gosh.
Karaoke.
Raccoon. Cougar. Woodchuck. I think I'm done.
Okay. Cool.
I think that's so neat.
Yeah, it's fun, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And to you know, I wish we knew more. But and some of you who are on our mailing list might have got the email blast that we sent out regarding a function that was actually by the time you hear this, it was last weekend, I guess. For the Morningstar Foundation, and it was a fundraiser, a concert and dance party fundraiser for their grandmother's gathering. They had the gathering this just a few months ago on the island of Kauai, and it's where the grandmothers basically
elders
gather.
The reason we're bringing the reason we're bringing this up now in this episode is especially is because Morningstar Foundation is an organization that works to preserve and perpetuate Native teachings. Mm-hmm. And they
it's
do
incredible.
This by focusing on the elders, mm-hmm. the grandmothers, so the female elders mm-hmm. who have tribal knowledge of ceremonies and sacred things. And they provide the forum where the grandmothers can get together mm-hmm. and come before the youth of today. And
you don't
teach.
Have to be like Native American
right.
to be a part of it.
Right.
You know, and so we've gotten to talk with some of the people that are in charge of that are on the board of directors of the Morningstar Foundation. And so it's just been really fun to email back and forth because it's just even the tone of emails are a little bit different because of the Native American background,
the worldview
that she has, this one person in particular, and there's just such a piece that resonates from the email, and it's like, oh, I want some of that. And it's so incredible, and just the whole thing. What I love too about the Native American culture is their cultures are the their rituals.
Yes.
You know, rituals and their tremendous respect for nature, the animals, mm-hmm. how they have spirits for like the wind spirit. You know, I mean, I love that.
Right. And, the world is alive.
Yeah, all of it. Every part of the world, everything mm-hmm. you know, when you just look around and you see the sky and you see the plants and you hear the bird and you see the bird. I mean, everything. And I love that. I think that's just amazing.
Speaking of rituals, actually, with back to this whole two-spirited people thing.
Okay, getting back to gays. Go ahead.
Got to bring it back to the gays. Yeah. This anthropologist also talks about basically coming out ceremonies, like rituals.
See?
Rituals that help the community and the individual to communicate to each other and formally make a declaration and formally
like this person's two-spirited and
acceptance.
Welcome them.
Right
we love you.
Yeah
See,
so
we
cool,
need that,
man.
We need that.
I know.
Instead of like, awesome? Oh my god, I have to tell my parents. I haven't told my parents that I'm gay. Oh my god, I have to come out. Are you out? No, I'm not, you know.
Right. Yep. But yeah, I totally agree with you. Rituals,
wow.
Man, I think that is so cool. Okay.
Boy.
So should we take a little music break?
Let's
right
take
here?
A break.
Okay, and after the break, we're going to come back and tell you just some really quick ideas about how you can alternatively do Thanksgiving dinner. And it's not, we're not even going to talk about vegetarian.
Yeah.
So, we're done with that.
So we hope you are, so you're spared. Okay. No more lecturing from us. Okay. So the song that we're going to feature today comes from Herb Ota Jr. and Daniel Hall. And the song we're going to feature is La Pohoi Hoi Hula. And it's a cute little song. Hope you enjoy it. It's from the album 2 to 3 Feet, Ukuleles in Paradise 3. Oh, fancy ending, huh?
I love it. Ukulele duet.
Just cut you off like that. Cuts off. Okay, so we hope you like that. And if you did, you might want to enter our contest for the next... We're going to make it go for the next 2 weeks. It is for this CD, 2 to 3 Feet, Ukuleles in Paradise 3 by Herb Ota Jr. and Daniel Ho. And the beautiful thing about this is that it's already autographed. And it's autographed to the GMG
Girl Meets Girl.
Loyal listener.
That's you.
And it's signed by both Daniel and Herb Ota Jr. We actually got this a while back, got it signed for you all, and we're ready to give it away for a prize. So how do they enter?
How about whoever comments?
Yeah, whatever, comment.
Just vote. Comment. Just comment on this episode.
And vote.
GirlMeetsGirlPodcast.com.
And vote.
But if, okay, and if vote. You vote,
we don't know that you voted.
Yeah, you got to tell us you voted.
So you have to not be shy and let us know. Just honor system. Just say, hey, you know, put my name in the contest because I voted.
Or you know what? You can comment on the voting. Like just press.
That's true.
You can write a comment saying, hey, I voted.
Yeah, but we won't get that, right?
No, but we can just check on the people who vote on Podcast Alley. You can check the comments if anyone left a comment. Okay,
from a certain date onward kind of thing. Yeah. We'll just
so
say from this date.
Today or whatever.
Okay. And if you don't know what the heck we're talking about, like, what do you mean voting?
That means you haven't voted.
On every episode, we try to put up a link that says, if you enjoy this podcast, please vote for it at Podcast Alley. Yeah. So that, you'll see it. GirlMeetsGirlPodcast.com. Okay, have fun in the comments. Alrighty, alternative ways to do Thanksgiving dinner.
Okay, now what we're talking about here is how to not stuff yourself. Because I think, aside from traditional stuffing, we stuff.
What are you talking about? What?
Aside from having traditional stuffing or what Americans call dressing, right? That's what they call it up here. Okay. It's not so much stuffing. It's dressing. Okay.
Like dressing the turkey like that.
Yeah, dressing the turkey. Okay. Poor turkey. But we stuff ourselves.
Right.
And I think it's just this mentality of like it's once a year and it's like permission. Right. Let's just eat.
Right.
And it's almost like the start of holiday season.
Right.
Where people are like, okay, now begins the time of overindulgence.
Let the feeding begin.
Let the feeding begin all the way to January 1st where the resolutions begin.
Right.
Start, right? So you don't need to do that. And although it's difficult sometimes because one big issue I think that a lot of us face is having to go to several Thanksgiving dinners, or maybe it's a Thanksgiving lunch at so-and-so's, Thanksgiving late lunch at another person's, and then we got to make sure we go to Thanksgiving dinner. So sometimes you have a lot of commitments
for your extended family.
Your extended family, right. And then if you're with someone,
your partner's
then it's their family
and all that.
So sometimes it gets kind of nutty.
Now, that's a good problem to have because that means you have a lot of people who want your company and that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. And who love you.
Yes, that's a good thing. But we have just a couple of hints to help you not stuff yourself.
Yes.
The first hint is to eat a really big greens-only salad. Not like a three-bean salad.
Mm-mm.
Not like a chef salad with ham and turkey and, you know, slices of meat and all.
Not a salad with, like, goat cheese and cranberries.
Just greens.
Just greens.
Just eat a huge greens-only salad before you head off to the grand meal.
Like a big salad. Like, a lot of people will say, oh, no, I'm going to save my appetite for when I get there.
Mm-hmm.
But don't, because...
I mean, If you don't want to stuff yourself, then you might want to eat a green salad.
Okay, if you want to stuff yourself,
then this part doesn't apply.
Yeah, because I like to stuff myself. I have to say, I do. I love to stuff myself. So I understand.
You're just ruining our whole credibility here.
Well, I mean, I don't stuff myself all the time.
Oh, okay.
But I do love to have moments of stuffing myself.
Okay. But if you don't want Thanksgiving to be one of them.
Right. Then you want to eat the green salad. And that salad actually has a double function because not only will it help fill you up, you'll also be totally loaded up with wonderful fresh enzymes in your body to help you digest your Thanksgiving meals. So it's kind of like an arsenal. So, you know, you're not just eating to just feel fuller to get to the party.
Right.
And also, we forgot
to mention.
Because
you could have drank water for that.
That's true, yeah. So another thing I forgot to mention is that in the morning of Thanksgiving, on the morning of Thanksgiving, for breakfast, have just an abundance of fresh fruit. Not fruit from a can. Like
fresh.
Yeah, actually cut it up yourself and have some fruit. And if you're lucky to have pineapple around, that really has great digestive enzymes. Papaya also, if you're lucky to have papaya. All of our Hawaii listeners will have some papaya around and pineapple. But have some really great
fresh fruit, and not fresh fruit and yogurt or fresh fruit and cottage cheese, because those things don't really combine well, contrary to what we all believe, might have learned, actually. And so you want to keep your stomach really, really... You don't want to have everything backed up. So once you eat just fresh fruit, that goes right through your system. And also it fortifies you with a bunch of enzymes. Then you have your nice big green salad and you just are ready for the Thanksgiving meal.
All right. Tip number two. This one is a psychological tip. And it's just plan ahead to know that you're going to accept any plates of take-home food that your host may offer.
Yes.
And don't say, oh no, that's okay. Just plan to accept it, because that can always be maybe if somebody's trying to push you, like, eat more. Look, you only have a little. That's all you're going to eat. You know, have more. Right? You get that.
Right.
And what you can say is, oh, I'm going to take some home.
Yeah, you can say, do you mind if I take some home instead? You know, I would love to have this for lunch
then
tomorrow.
Then you're not insulting your host. Right.
And for the Hawaii people, this is especially important, because in Hawaii, they're cramming the food down you.
Yeah.
Right? So it really...
In a lot of cultures.
Yeah, I guess so, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, it really is having... In our history, in for me and Toast, in our past, when we did host Thanksgiving, back when we ate turkeys, it was a joy to give someone leftovers. It was like, yes, please, here, because you're flattered. You feel like, oh, they liked my cooking.
Right.
You feel like they're receiving your love, because a lot of times when you're cooking for someone, you're doing it out of love, you know? And so it means so much. So just plan on taking it home.
And expressing your gratitude and your participation that way.
Yeah. And we all know that these meals take a long time to make.
All day.
And there's so much to plan before the one day, you know.
And then the third and last tip is for the host, if you are going to be hosting, make sure that you have all the empty containers ready to send everyone home with food.
Yeah.
And that way you're not left with it.
That's true. Yeah.
You know, it won't be like, oh, I can't make it really easy to send people home with food.
But then on another side note, if you're the type who really enjoys Thanksgiving foods, what you can do ahead of time is to make yourself a little plate, stash it away, already put it in a container and put it in the fridge for yourself, because many times you'll find that on the actual day you hardly ate. You were tasting things all day. You don't really. And then the next day you gave everything away and you're like, oh my God, I don't have any stuffing left.
That's true.
Huh? You know, and you're sad. So, take care of yourself too. Put a plate aside and then, don't deal really with the plates and foil. Just go ahead, get those little
Gladware
things, recyclable. People can reuse it. Don't heat in that container, but it's also stackable, so it helps with the space issue in the fridge.
Just like boom, boom, boom. There you go.
Yeah. So there.
So hope you find those helpful. And this was our Thanksgiving episode for Thanksgiving week here in the United States of America.
Yes.
And we just want to say happy Thanksgiving to all of our listeners, whether you live in America or not. And thank you for listening to the podcast. And especially for all of us Americans, you can say a prayer and send good thoughts out for our Native American brothers and sisters.
Yes.
And grandmothers and grandfathers.
Gratitude.
Yes.
Yes. And also, if you want to participate, I started just this thing on the Girl Meets Girl community that is titled, I Am Grateful For, and my grand plan was to type a list every day. Well, you'll see like three lists from me. But if you want to participate in that and just get into the vibe of gratitude and write it down for us, please do so. Just go to girlmeetsgirl.net and click on community. And somewhere up at the top, it should say, I am grateful for, and you just click on that and go ahead and reply and put what you're grateful for.
And it would be really neat, huh, to see people's lists from all over the planet.
Yeah.
Because we have listeners in Australia or...
Trinidad.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, Canada.
Vienna.
All the different things that are local to those areas that people are grateful for. That would be actually pretty cool to see. Okay, so just quick reminder, if you want to enter the contest to win the CD 2 to 3 Feet by Herb Ota Jr. and Daniel Ho, ukulele solos, or I guess not solos, duets, ukulele instrumentals.
Duets.
Go ahead and leave a comment on the Girl Meets Girl podcast.com site. And just have a good week.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Take care, guys.
Yay.
And girls.
Bye. And the two-spirited.
Oh, and I totally almost forgot. We totally almost forgot. Next week's episode is going to be about moving through December gracefully.
Yes. We all need a little more grace in December.
So join us. Help us out. Help us move through December gracefully.
Yeah.
And we'll try and help you too.
We'll do it together.
Yeah.
Like a family.
The family that we are.
The family. Bye.
Here's more from Daniel and Herb Ota Jr.